In an effort to raise awareness and money to buy emergency certified equipment, specifically masks, a statewide program has been launched. The grassroots partnership with the Jewish Federation of Greater New Haven will distribute the level one FDA approved masks to hospitals, first responders, and other frontline emergency workers to combat the COVID-19 virus. At least 500,000 of the masks have already been distributed throughout Connecticut. House Republican member Vinny Candelora from the 86th District, this is what he said, but hundreds of thousands more will be needed. Candelora, who is the Deputy House Minority Leader, said that today marks the official start of the grassroots charitable effort. He says, quote, all the money that is raised will go toward the purchase of these critical masks that our emergency workers desperately need to protect against this virus. Just the donation of 75 cents to the website will pay for a mask for a nursing home worker, a first responder, or an elderly person living at home, end quote. That gentleman is my former colleague from the State House of Representatives. He, like I mentioned, he is the deputy minority leader in the House Republicans. It is Vinny Candelora. Vinny, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Not doing too bad. How are you? Are you a little lonely or, you know, since you're home and not up at the Capitol when you otherwise would be?
Well, I found other people to hang out with, so I'm not too lonely. And certainly spending a lot of time, you know, trying to do other things, basically.
Well, it sounds like you got under quite a nice endeavor here that is preoccupying some of your time. This is worthwhile, huh?
Yeah, it's made quite an impact. You know, Bob and Amy Stefanowski have started the process of purchasing and donating masks. We are up to over 600,000 masks that we have distributed. And like you had said, we teamed up with the Jewish Federation in New Haven to create this program. And it's really been filling the gap. So we've gone out to nursing homes, first responders, people that cannot get the PPEs. You know, we're just distributing them for them.
Yeah, we had Bob Stefanowski on last week. In fact, I think we even had his wife, Amy, on. When did we have her on? Last Friday, I think, a week ago today. And she's got a gift card program going on as well that I know she was talking about. What's interesting, though, is that they can only wear these N95 masks just once. Once they wear it, they've got to immediately discard it. So you can imagine how many that they go through per day, you know?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, some of these, the surgical masks that we're distributing, people, I guess there's ways to sort of try to reuse them by sterilizing them. So I think that is happening. But what was pretty frightening is, especially in our nursing homes, going into these facilities and seeing that there are no masks being worn because they just can't get access to them. So, you know, we started doing it. We didn't realize what kind of need would be out there. And you know, we've already distributed to the 250 nursing homes that we have in the state of Connecticut. We've distributed to 175 of them. So it just shows you how much the need is there. And we just keep the donations coming in and keep churning the masks out and going back to those places over and over again.
So you, if I understand you correctly, you said over 600,000 masks have already been distributed throughout Connecticut. How many more do you anticipate? I mean, since the need it still remains, I would imagine you'd a lot more need to be, even more have to be distributed.
Yeah, you know, and I'm hoping the state of Connecticut finally gets an order in so they could start filling in this gap, because the state really hasn't gotten many PPE masks distributed yet.
Why is that?
Why? Because government has their antiquated procurement process where they want to cut a check, you know, get a purchase order, and these masks are in such demand that these companies want wire money. So we are wiring money to the companies, paying up front and getting our shipments. And the state of Connecticut should be revising their procurement process to do the same, because they're never going to be able to get in front of these people. I'm being told now, finally, Connecticut will be getting a shipment in maybe next week or the week after. So we continue to order from our supplier, which we're getting them. We used to get them overnight. Now we're getting them every 2 to 3 days. and we're just continuing to distribute. We're even distributing masks to state agencies. That's how crazy it is.
Day late, dollar short. Maybe a bill could be introduced updating this antiquated system?
Well, the governor has the power with his executive order, with the being in a state of emergency, that he could suspend those rules.
So why doesn't he?
That's a wire money. I think everybody is afraid of, you know, wiring money to a company and the company folding and you lose the funding.
Oh,
but to me,
okay.
it's worth the risk. And so far, like I said, we have bought over 600,000 masks. And we've not been basically screwed over by a company. They've always delivered for us.
I can't imagine a company folding when there's a high demand for the product in which they are manufacturing.
Well, exactly. You would think they want to keep churning it out. And they want the money up front because they want to be able to turn around and buy more products. So it's a very fast pace that government really needs to catch up to. And until then, you know, we're going to keep this program going and supplying the masks to our first responders and healthcare workers.
Yeah, are these those hard to come by N95 masks, right?
These are actually the surgical masks.
Oh,
so
the
it's one step down.
Okay.
And they're sufficient for nursing homes and rehab centers and first responders. The N95s are really limited to, not limited to, but are used right now in the healthcare, the hospitals. They really need them. Our masks cost about 75 cents a piece, whereas the N95s are about $2 a piece.
Oh, wow. They're that much for $2 for one?
I believe so, and I could be wrong on that, but I did hear that number. So they're a little bit more expensive than the ones that we're distributing.
Yeah. How long can they can someone wear that for? For how long?
I don't know about the N95s. I've been told with the surgical mask, you know, you can certainly wear on your shift, and there are ways that people are disinfecting them and sterilizing them again to be able to be reused. I've been told you can use them, you know, six times. Our goal is to try to keep supplying them, especially into the nursing homes, so they're not faced with having to figure out how to reuse them, because we really need to prevent the cross-contamination with those patients.
Right.
They are most vulnerable.
Would you happen to know what they're made of?
It's they're sort of like a paper cloth. I mean, they're called cloth surgical, but when you look at them, it almost has the same type of material as, you know, a sort of bandaging. It's like a gauze-like material. It has like a cloth filter. So they're more effective than just the fabric masks that are being donated, you know, sewed and donated. These masks, you know, actually block the virus from going in or out of someone's body.
Nice. Let's go back to the distribution of them. Have you been contacted by nursing homes or by hospitals or you know, looking for when your next shipment will be and how do they get placed on your list? What is the level of, is there an order? Is it first come, served?
So fortunately, we've been able to fill the need. So Amy Stefanowski is sort of the pilot, and she takes in all of the orders and then distributes, you know, separates the masks for distribution. And a lot of it started by word of mouth. So when I put up my post on Facebook advertising this donation site, you know, I have plenty of people messaging me and asking for masks for their facilities. So, I brought them to the New Haven Fire Department. We brought them to Greater, the United Way. And they've helped with the distribution to the shelters and, the food service organizations. And we've just done a lot of this by word of mouth and, you know, using the connections through our state reps and senators to help distribute.
Yeah, no, that's, Vinny, that's incredible. I mean, what you guys have been taking on and at large volumes. How often do shipments come in?
We were doing one a day last week, and now we're down to, you know, one about every 3 days. But we really had to ramp up. So we were distributing a ton in the beginning because nobody had anything. So now that people have the masks, we're able to sort of slow down a little bit, but we're still making distributions every day, 24/7, and our shipments are coming in about once every 3 days. The key is to get the donations in, because without the donations, we have no way of purchasing them. And as I said, 100% of the money raised is going to purchasing these masks. And we have we've been getting a really good price of about 75 cents an order, which is unheard of.
Yeah, does the price, I mean, is it based on buying in volume? In other words, the more that you buy, the lower the price will be?
Part of it, and part of it's about relationships. You know, Bob and Amy have really, you know, ingratiated themselves into certain vendors who are selling to us basically below what the market is calling for. Right now, people are paying between 90 cents and $1.50.
Mm.
But because of our efforts and what we're doing, I think the vendors are appreciative and are sympathetic to our plights, and so they're giving it to us at a little bit of a discount.
Yeah, it's 75
cents. It's good to see that price gouging isn't going on everywhere.
Especially on much-needed supplies. What I would like you to do is, once again, mention the website where people can make the any donations. At least you know 100% of the money that you're donating to this is going for these surgical masks. And not only that, but that they're being distributed nearly immediately. So please, your website again.
That's right. Yeah, our website is maskforheroesct.org. It's maskforheroesct.org. So it's all one word. And, you know, we welcome any donations. If people need masks, please inbox me or send me a message. On my website is repcandelora.com.
Okay. His website is repcandelora.com. And the website for this endeavor is masks?
Masks, plural.
Plural. Masks for Heroes. ct.org. Before I let you go, how many do you have a goal with how many you're looking to raise, or will this just continue to go on indefinitely until the need subsides?
Yeah, we're going to continue to fill the need. You know, Bob and Amy had purchased the first 500,000.
I know, on their nickel, by the way.
On their nickel, and they started with one shipment and then realized how big the demand was, and Amy said we need to keep going, and so they kept going. And in the meantime, we found a charitable organization to team up with. So I'm happy to say yesterday was our first order that we purchased with 100% donations. So we were able to order 100,000 masks yesterday that should be coming in, I think, today. So that's good news.
Do you distribute those yourself? Like, are you, Amy, and Bob, and anybody? I mean, how do you distribute, you know, over a half a million masks? Do you have a support team of volunteers that are traveling to these different facilities? Or how does your distribution work?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
You know, the boxes aren't that big, so you could fit a lot into a vehicle. And essentially, all of us are sort of spreading out, and we store masks in certain areas. And I brought them up to Craig Miner up in Litchfield, and so he had a supply. And as people are asking for them up in that neck of the woods, we'll call up Senator Miner and say, "Can you distribute them to, you know, a Torrington facility?"
Okay.
And he'll go out and do that. In the New Haven area, you know, I've been distributing. So we've sort of placed these boxes all throughout the state to make distribution.
Let me tell you, you're doing a phenomenal job. I can't believe the amount that you've been able to get out and distribute. And I want to give credit where credit is due. Hats off to the Stefanowskis, both Bob and his wife Amy. They've just done a yeoman's job when it comes to, you know, bringing this into the forefront and shining light on it, and their generosity of, you know, shelling out their own money and really letting us all take advantage of their relationship with the vendor in order to get these at 75 cents rather than, you know, 95 cents per mask. I want to give your, the website, both of them, you know, one more shout out here. Let's do, repcandelora, right? .com?
That's right.
Okay. Repcandelora.com. Also, masks, plural, maskforheroesct.org. I also have one other one. Is it www.jewishnewhaven.org? / Masks for Heroes. That's www.jewishnewhaven.org / Masks for Heroes. That's another website. Any donation, of course, is 100% of the proceeds. 100% of the proceeds are going for these masks. And they're in the let me tell you something. The best part about it is that the turnaround is exceptional. They're getting distributed as soon as they arrive. I can't thank you enough for being with us this morning. Continue the outstanding work that you're doing, and say hello, of course, to Bob and Amy for us. We really appreciate them as well.
I will. Thanks, Gary.
You got it. And enjoy your weekend, and happy Easter to you.